ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Powerful storms overnight on the Gulf Coast a day after deadly tornadoes from Texas to Indiana, killing at least three people, destroying entire neighborhoods. Ohio, the hardest hit, including a twister touching down in Crawford County, this local.
It was just really, really loud. I mean, you hear people say you hear a train or loud. Believe me, it was just you couldn't hear hardly yourself talk.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu approving plans to invade the city of Rafah amid crucial ceasefire talks. President Biden calling the offensive a possible red line if Israel doesn't protect the Palestinians that are sheltering there. Former Vice President Mike Pence announcing he will not endorse Donald Trump for president. Pence saying he cannot in good conscience endorse the president he once served, slamming him for pursuing an agenda that is, quote, at odds with the conservative agenda. Pence adding that he would never vote for Joe Biden. St. Patrick's Day parades in cities across the nation this weekend. This is ABC News. An independent commission looking into a mass shooting in rural Maine this past fall has released an interim report which acknowledges while shooter Robert Card was solely responsible for his own conduct when he took the lives of 18 people and injured 13 more in October, the commission finding that on multiple occasions law enforcement was aware of his mental decline and failed to follow up. A huge shakeup in the real estate market, the longtime standard 6% broker fee vanishing this summer. ABC's Alexis Christophorus with more on this major settlement.
The National Association of Realtors will reduce its fees and stop requiring that sellers pay both their broker and a buyer's broker. It will also pay about $420 million to settle claims that its fees artificially inflated home prices. The changes could slash broker fees by as much as 50%, resulting in thousands of dollars in savings for buyers and sellers.
A federal court expected to approve the settlement within weeks, and sellers and buyers could see broker fees reduced by mid-July. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwood and Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It's 49 degrees in Richland Center at 1203. Our forecast calls for partly to mostly cloudy skies and blustery, with highs near 50, then falling through the 40s, and west to northwest winds 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and colder with a low of 24 and northwest winds 10 to 18 miles per hour. And tomorrow, variably cloudy, breezy, and chilly with a high of 37 and northwest winds 12 to 22 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 8 to 9 miles per hour. And after hitting our high for the day so far of 50 degrees in the 10 o'clock hour, it is back down to 49 degrees.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit richardsinsure.com.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle a Wisconsin winter. They also thank all their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Good afternoon. It's 49 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Wisconsin crime alert has been issued by the Crawford County Sheriff's Department for a missing girl. Isabella Vandenberg, 13 of Mount Sterling, was last seen by family Monday night at 7. Isabella is a white female, 5'4", 120 pounds, with straight shoulder-length blonde hair and hazel eyes. If you see Isabella, call the Crawford County Sheriff's Office at 608-326-8414. The adults in the missing persons case of 3-year-old Elijah View will have separate court hearings next week. 31-year-old Katrina Bauer waived her right to a preliminary hearing Thursday during her court date at the Manitowoc County Courthouse. Her lawyer also said she decided to withdraw a motion to dismiss her first charge of chronic child neglect. 39-year-old Jesse Vang, who was the last person to see View before he went missing, had his court hearings delayed again because he isn't represented by a lawyer yet. He requested his right to a speedy trial and a lawyer, to which Judge Robert DeWayne said the court system is working on getting him a lawyer and his speedy trial rights need to be written out. Elijah has been missing for almost a month after first being reported missing February 20th. With no significant rainfall across much of the state is expected over the weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking you to avoid burning due to elevated fire danger. Some locations in northern Wisconsin have now gone over 30 days without precipitation. A combined lack of rainfall, low humidity, and breezy conditions significantly increase fire danger this weekend and into the start of next week. The forecast includes an incoming cold front that is predicted to bring wind gusts over 30 miles per hour today into tonight for some parts of the state. Due to the forecasted conditions, the National Weather Service is predicting elevated fire weather concerns this weekend into early next week. On windy, dry days, embers from any fire, especially burn piles and campfires, can easily escape control and cause a wildfire if not properly extinguished. The DNR has already responded to over 80 wildfires across Wisconsin in the past week, burning 182 acres, bringing the yearly total to 244 fires burning over 500 acres. The majority of these recent wildfires have been related to debris burning. If you plan to spend time outside this weekend, the DNR asks you to avoid all outdoor burning, including debris burning and limiting the use of campfires and bonfires. Be sure to discard hot ashes from wood stoves or fireplaces in a metal container until cold. Outdoor enthusiasts should also use caution with any off-road vehicles or equipment that can create a spark and start a fire. Due to current and forecast conditions, the DNR is suspending annual burn permits in DNR protection areas across the northern two-thirds of the state. Always check before you burn. Remember, fire danger and burning restrictions change every day. Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde pledges in a new campaign ad to donate his salary to charity if elected. The move comes as Democrats try to paint the California bank owner as an out-of-touch multimillionaire. Hovde has suggested he will spend as much as $20 million of his own money in the race to defeat Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. The race is one of a few that could determine if Democrats maintain majority control of the Senate. Hovde promises in Friday's ad to give his entire $174,000 taxpayer-funded salary to a Wisconsin charity every year. Two Madison men have been sentenced in connection with fentanyl trafficking. 22-year-old Tyshawn J. Pollard was sentenced to 24 months of distributing fentanyl. In June 2023, the Madison Police Department conducted two undercover buys of fentanyl pills involving Pollard. During the two controlled buys, Pollard assisted with selling an undercover officer fentanyl pills weighing 52 and 50 grams. Pollard pleaded guilty December 20th. In a related case, 30-year-old Stephen P. Dixon was sentenced to 122 months in prison for distributing 40 grams or more of fentanyl and possessing with intent to distribute 400 grams or more of fentanyl. The prison sentence will be followed by a 6-year term of supervised release. From late April to early June 2023, the Madison Police Department conducted 5 undercover buys of fentanyl pills from Dixon. During the last buy, which also involved Pollard, Dixon sold an undercover officer 500 fentanyl pills weighing a total of 50 grams. Dixon also pleaded guilty in December. It's 49 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:11. We'll check in with Michelle Reinen next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cashback offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cashback offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's 49 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:13. When it comes to scams, identity thieves usually target consumers to get personal information and money, but they may also target businesses. Michelle Reinen is from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
Unfortunately, we have a scam circulating right now about fake notices that are being sent to business owners. So in this case, the scammers send these fake forms and letters that look like they are from legitimate businesses, because the letters that are being sent have agencies' names included on them, and they include words like United States, business regulation, and trademark. And they're asking and basically demanding that you make a payment right away.
If letters or forms like this are received, the scammers will try to trick the business owner into giving their personal information.
What happens is the letters are lying and saying that it's time to register or renew a business license or trademark. They're asking you to go to a website for your license, which is fake. There, they want your social security number or your EIN number, your employee identification number, and credit card numbers. And usually the letters warn about fines if you don't respond quickly. So again, they're adding that layer of urgency.
Avoid taking any action on what is asked to be done until the letter is verified.
If you get a letter that looks like it's from the government and demands money or information, just stop, because this could be a scam. And before you do anything, verify that the agency that's referred to in the letter is real. And you can do that by going to USA.gov. Here you can verify names and contact information for federal, state, and local government agencies. We just really encourage everyone to not use the websites or phone numbers listed in the letters that are sent to the small business owners, and inform all your employees of this scam that's circulating out there.
Business owners can also contact ATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at DATCPHotline@wi.gov. The NASCAR Fans United Walk with Grace team are holding an annual Daffodil Days and Spring Craft Fair today at a new location. This year's event is being held in the downstairs at the Ramada White House in Richland Center until 3 o'clock. A variety of vendors are on hand with something for everyone. And the 2024 parade season steps off this afternoon in Avoca. The 15th annual Avoca St. Patrick's Day Parade will be held at 1. The parade lineup will begin at the Village Hall. Also, a euchre tournament will be held following the parade at the Avoca Community Building. Sign up will be at 2, with the tournament to follow at 2:30. The River Valley Players production of the musical A Year with Frog and Toad will take the stage twice today at 2 and again at 7 at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. The production is based on Arnold Lobel's stories of beloved best friends, Frog and Toad. Cast members are made up of community members and students who will be performing as a wide variety of creatures. If you are not able to attend today's productions of A Year with Frog and Toad, additional performances will be held tomorrow afternoon at 2 and again next weekend. Performance will return Friday and next Saturday at 7 and next Sunday, March 24th at 2 at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. Cost of admission is $15 for those 12 and older and $10 for children. Tickets can be purchased in advance at Century 21 or online at rivervalleyplayers.org.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hey, hey, it's almost golf season, and Schmidt Woodland Hills will be sponsoring the 8th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing in July. In conjunction with the 2024 outing, we will once again be holding the Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle. The winner will be drawn at the outing on July 18th at the Viroqua Hills Golf Course. Ticket prices will be $10 each. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. We hope that you will consider supporting the senior citizens who call Schmidt Woodland Hills home by buying a ticket today. Tickets may be purchased at Schmidt Woodland Hills. For more information, call 608-647-8931 and ask for Bill Bartlett or Christine Schmidt. The proceeds from this event will be used to make upgrades to the air conditioning and the retirement apartments. Your support will help us have the coolest seniors in Richland County.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today is Saturday, March 16th. John Jeffrey Jack Stevens, 75 of Spring Green, died March 2nd at SSM St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life gathering will be held this afternoon from 1 to 5 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Jack Stevens is survived by his wife, Julie, three sons, Shannon and Nikki, Eric and Christopher and Jamie, two daughters, Tiffany and Steve, and Kelly and Brad, 10 grandchildren, brothers Dick and Deb, Tom and Julie, Jim and Deb, Den and Tim, a sister, Julie and Bobby, and numerous nieces and nephews. John Jeffrey, Jack Stevens, 75 of Spring Green. Wayne E. Dosh, 77 of Richland Center, died March 6th after a short illness at Mariner Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 2 to 5 at the American Legion in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Wayne Dosh is survived by his brother, Dennis and Marge Dosh, three sisters, Janet and Arden Olson, Betty and Steve Morrell, and Ruth Scott. Also many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne E. Dosh, 77 of Richland Center. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46 of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 5 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Stephanie Andrada Williams is survived by her husband Sam, five children, Jordan and Patty Andrada, Tressa Williams, Asia Williams, Samuel Williams Jr., and Kaiser Williams. Three stepchildren, Thomas Larson, Alex Larson, and Dalton Johnson. Parents, Antonio and Peggy Andrada. Mother-in-law, Marlene Williams. Brothers, Anthony Andrada and Casey Andrada. Brothers and sisters-in-law, Marietta Holler, Arnold and Teresa Williams, Geneva and Dale Sittig, Phyllis and Dave Rosalowski, Matt Williams and Janae Rote, Jimmy Williams and Alice Williams, many aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, and nephews, and special friend Lindsay Schrammick, Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46 of Richland Center. Duane Clifton Thomas, 88 of rural Muscadet, died Thursday at Divine Rehabilitation and Nursing in Fenimore. Funeral services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Blue River Valley Church, with burial to be held in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Blue River Valley Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Blue River Valley Church or the Gideons. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Duane Thomas is survived by his wife Pearl, five children, Carla and Harold Frymiller, Daniel and Sue Thomas, Hollis Thomas, Carita and Gregory Phillips, and Colleen Thomas and Richard, six grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, two sisters, Shirley Lewis and Sally Ross, as well as many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Duane Clifton Thomas, 88 of rural Muscadet.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Cedarcrest ice cream sandwiches, two flavors to choose from, vanilla and black cherry, 10-count box, $5.50 each. Minis cheeseburger sandwiches, 2 counts, 50 cents each. Nature Valley oats and honey and sweet and salty almond granola bars, $3 each or two for $5.50. Atlantic cod loin, $7 a pound. Langer's 64-ounce juice, 7 flavors to choose from, $2.50. Campbell's chunky chicken noodle soup, healthy request, pub style and classic, $1.99 each. Classico pasta sauce, Italian sausage and peppers and onions, $2.75 each. Jimmy Dean morning combos and Hormel breakfast combos, 99 cents each. Jimmy Dean sage flavored pork sausage, $2.25 each, two for $4 or 12 for $22.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good Saturday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, thus far in March, temperatures have been running well above normal, but some colder conditions are on the way overall the next week or so, as the airflow generally drops in from Canada into the upper Midwest. The first cold front marching through today just with some cloud cover and gusty winds. There have been a few sprinkles as well, mainly over parts of northern and eastern Wisconsin. We do expect a period of lake effect snow to hit western upper Michigan and far northern Wisconsin tonight and Sunday, could leave several inches of accumulation up toward the Hurley area. Around here, though, rather dry air moving in, so it's a pretty dry forecast all the way through at least next Tuesday or Wednesday. Finally, by about Thursday afternoon and Friday of this upcoming week, a storm could move in from the west and bring us a chance of some rain and snow. And overall, the pattern is looking more active for that final week of March. A couple of systems may come through with rain and snow in the Midwest and gusty winds, so be sure to check in for updates. Here's that forecast for the rest of today, partly or mostly cloudy and blustery. Temperatures topping out close to 50, but gradually falling into the 40s through the afternoon. West and northwest wind 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy and colder, low at 24. Northwest wind around 15. Tomorrow should be variably cloudy, breezy, and chilly, high 37, northwest wind 12 to 22. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and brisk, low at 19 degrees. And Monday, sunny or partly cloudy, still cool with highs in the upper 30s. As we head into Tuesday, partly sunny and somewhat warmer, low 22 with a high of 49. Wednesday, a good amount of sunshine, low 23 with a high of 41. Thursday, increasing clouds, low near 20, high of 40. Chance of some light rain and snow showers at night. Friday, light rain and snow possible in the morning, partial clearing late, low 26 with a high near 43. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 49 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 57, our low this morning was 41. Our high so far today, 50. The record high for this state set in 2012 is 79. The record low 8 below was set in 1870. Last year's high was 45 with a low of 32. Sunset tonight will be at 7:09 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:11. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 13 miles per hour, making it feel more like 42 degrees. The barometer is at 29.68 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a cloudy 48 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Saturday sounds super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Cause if you really want to hear all views,
Think of any better way to start a Saturday than listening to a little bit of Stevie Wonder. That is from 1974. You haven't done nothing. Happy Saturday, everyone. Yeah, Stevie Wonder did everything on that recording with the exception of Reggie McBride playing the bass and the Jackson 5 singing along. Other than that, all the lead vocal, the drum, the horns, the cymbal, the hi-hat, everything is Stevie Wonder. What a great dude. This is Earth, Wind, and Fire, keeping things in a funky mood with Sing a Song.
Sing a song. look, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to you. But it was just my imagination
Temptations, just my imagination running away with me. This is Some Millie Small with My Boy Lollipop. Sam Cooke with the brilliant Bring It On Home to Me. All right, we need to take a break and hear from our sponsors. Thank you very much to each and every one of them this Saturday afternoon on our Saturdays with Simo program. And we're going to come back and hear a little bit of Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with Choo Choo Chaboogie right after these kind words.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental, you can have the same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
It's all about great music with some interesting information as a bonus from your host, Chris Simonson, on Saturdays with Simo from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
For the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, chaboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, chaboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Settle down by the railroad track, live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, chaboogie. Woo woo, woo woo, chaboogie. Choo choo, choo choo, chaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with Choo Choo Chaboogie. Great tune. All right, we've got a little bit of The Who as we jump back into the 70s. Louis Jordan was singing about living the life of Riley. Well, this is The Who with Barbara O'Reilly.
Thank you.
From 1971, we have Baba O'Reilly, written by, of course, Pete Townsend. He had intended on coming up with an opera to follow up Tommy that he wrote in 1969, composed a number of songs for that, but it never really came to fruition. Baba O'Reilly was to be the opening song where the Scottish farmer Roy calls to his wife Sally and their two children as they are beginning this opera. A couple of strange things. Everybody is wondering just what Teenage Wasteland is referring to. Well, The Who had performed at the Isle of Wight Music Festival in 1969, and after the festival, everybody was gone, and there was all this garbage lying on the ground at the festival. And Townsend remembered, you know, this is just a teenage wasteland. They left all this junk here. Also, kind of referring back to things that had occurred at Woodstock a couple of years before, where a number of people at Woodstock were strung out on acid, and several suffered permanent brain damage as a result, and again, just hearkening back to that. It's 1 o'clock this Saturday afternoon, so we need to break for station identification, and when we come back, we've got some more great tunes, keeping in the 70s for right now, with a little bit of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Saturdays with Simo. It's great music from a great era with a great host, Chris Simonson, on WRCO-FM.